Hello. Welcome to episode 10 of the Get Organized for Life podcast series, where we talk about organization, time management, and workplace productivity, served up in small bites because we know you're busy. I'm your host, Pat DePalma, productivity and organization specialist and owner of Organized for Life in Wilmington, Delaware. So today, I just wanted to do a short podcast, kind of an FAQ. I get a lot of questions about what I do and how it works, and there are a few questions that come up frequently, so I thought it would be helpful to answer some of them today on the show. Because, you know, if these questions come up from people I meet, I have to believe lots of people I haven't met have the same questions. And the idea for this episode was actually prompted by a recent encounter. Last month, I met a woman who asked me a question that, you know, although related to similar questions, really took me by surprise. And I thought it was important enough to talk with you about it. So what did she ask me? Well, she asked me if clients ever get mad at me for making them get rid of things. And I thought, wow, you know, she thinks that's how it works. And if she thinks that, you know, how many other people think that too? So I want to clear that up because it would really be sad and a shame if people who wanted help to get organized or downsize or be more productive don't seek that help because of misconceptions. So to be clear, professional organizers do not tell our clients what to get rid of and what to keep. You know, we're not drill sergeants and we don't make our clients do anything. It's not our job to tell you what's important to you. It's our job to listen to you, tell us what's important to you, and then to help you achieve your goals, to get you where you want to go. So any decisions to release possessions are strictly made by the client. So for example, if one of your goals is to reduce the amount of your possessions, we can help you do that. But what items you choose to sell or donate or recycle or toss are entirely up to you. You know, we can help you make those decisions in various ways, usually by asking you questions that'll help you clarify your thinking. So we're really more like coaches or guides than taskmasters. You know, so you should never be afraid that we're going to try to make you do things that you don't want to do. What we do is work with you where you are in ways that are comfortable for you to get you where you want to go. And then another question that I get a lot, well, it's really not a question. It's more of a throwaway comment along the lines of, oh, I'd have to clean up before I can let you in my house, or, you know, oh, I'd be embarrassed to let you see my house. You know, you'd be appalled. And, you know, no. Number one, there's absolutely no need to be embarrassed. I mean, struggling with organization and clutter is incredibly common, and it's not a character flaw. It's simply a problem to be solved. And number two, we are most emphatically not there to judge you or your housekeeping skills, but to help you. And similarly, you know, I've had several clients actually ask me if their situation is the worst that I've seen. No, again, is the answer. You know, I've seen a lot, and it's pretty hard to scare me away. But more importantly, it's really just not relevant. I mean, I'm not keeping some sort of list where I compare one client to another. You know, every person is different, every situation is different. And again, I am not there to judge you or to rank you with my other clients, just to help you. So if those are things we don't do, you know, so how does it work? Well, different professional organizers have, you know, different specific methodologies, but the overall process tends to be pretty similar. To start with, we'll probably have a short conversation on the phone about what type of help you're looking for to gauge, you know, if we're a good fit. You know, if I think I can help you and if you are interested in having me be the person to come and help you. And then, you know, if we both want to proceed, we'll make an appointment to get started. So we'll come to your home or office to view the space and talk with you in a lot more depth about what's troubling you, you know, what changes you want to make, what's your vision for success, and to kind of get a feel for how you think and operate so we can work better with you. And then we formulate a plan to reach your goals, and then we execute on the plan. Now, this plan would be tailored to your needs. You know, it could be a slow and steady progression of smaller projects over time, or it could be a, you know, full court press to get it done as soon as possible. And sometimes clients just want the plan and they're motivated and able to execute it on themselves, and that's really fine too. It's all just up to you and what you're looking for. So I hope that this, you know, quick mini FAQ has helped you to better understand what professional organizers do and don't do. Now, with January coming up fast and Get Organized being a perennial New Year's resolution, you know, I hope you'll seek help if you need it without embarrassment or fear. You can talk with a few different organizers if you wish to find one who feels like a good match for your style, and then get to work fulfilling that resolution, because you're going to be so relieved that you did. You've been listening to the Get Organized for Life podcast with productivity and organization specialist Pat DePalma. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, if you have comments, questions, or topics you'd like us to talk about, please send them to podcast@organizedforlifedelaware.com, and we'll do our best to address them on the air. And if you're ready and motivated to get more organized and productive, but you aren't making progress, you know, maybe it's too overwhelming to do alone, you don't know what to do, or even just where to start, you can learn more about how I can help you by visiting organizedforlifedelaware.com or calling 844-ORG4LIFE. That's 844-674-4543. Thanks again for listening, and have a productive day.